when a child is born, they can be there. They can give advice if someone has pneumonia or diarrhea and things like this. They know what to do for essential and actually very dangerous treatment to young people. This is a volunteer network, but as it's spread across the country, it's really had a profound effect on child mortality rates, which have been steadily declining over the years. And the FCHVs, or the Female Community Health Volunteers, are one of the real reasons for that decline.
I take it the presence of these FCHVs, as they're called, is actually quite crucial there. Is there a lack of healthcare services in Nepal or qualified people to provide these services?
Well, there is. I mean, it's fair to say that Nepal really has actually been doing quite well. It's on track to achieve the child mortality target by 2015. But having said that, is it possible to achieve these kind of targets with equity, you could say? In other words, it's maybe not spread evenly across the country because it's such a remote country. Some areas are not well fed by roads and don't have great access to the medicines, not as great as it should be, immunizations and things like that. It's really quite a hard job to reach every single pocket in this country. But the FCHVs, well spread, but of course we can't reach 100% of everybody at all the times.
And sir, I'd just like to ask a question about gender equality or inequality in Nepal. It's great to see that we have these 50,000 women providing vital healthcare services to their communities. Is Nepal a country where the status of women is something that provides any challenges?
Well, yes, I think it is. I mean, there are gender equalities here, which I would say tend to get worse for young girls as they get older. In the early schools, in primary school, we have pretty good attendance rates for boys and girls. They're almost even. But as girls get older, there's a lot more demands on them. You know, it's 40% dropout by the time they get to secondary, at the end of secondary school. And this is because they tend to be asked to do work in the house, work on the farm. Remember, this is an extremely poor country, and poverty quite often drives the fact that girls would be taken out of school to help work. And a second reason is really child marriage rates are very, very high here as well. For example, there's 33% of all girls between 15 to 19 are married. And then, of course, you get much more serious issues where we get into trafficking and of young children into India and commercial sexual exploitation of some of the very poor people as well.
Mr. Britton, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us. Any thoughts, any ideas, or any message that, you know, we didn't cover that you'd like to leave our listeners with about the work of UNICEF in Nepal?
Well, I think one of the great things that's happening in Nepal is we have a wonderful community base to a lot of what our work. So much of UNICEF's strength, of the Nepal's strength, comes from its community. And it's something that we target a lot to assist with the communities.